Hello and welcome to the program UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about malevolent aliens. That's correct, malevolent aliens. Now, there have been some startling revelations from the UFO whistleblower David Gresh. This article comes to us from Outkick.com. Now, David did this interview with New Nation. I have a link there at the Buy Me a Coffee website. And he had said some things that were pretty wild, man. He says, in this article, it says, UFO whistleblower David Gresh makes troubling claims. Gresh revealed during an interview with News Nation that while he couldn't get into specifics, he has been told there have been malevolent encounters. Quote, while I can't get into the specifics because that would reveal certain U.S. classified operations, I was briefed by a few members on the program that there were malevolent events like that, Gresh said, when asked point blank by News Nation's Russ Coulter if humans had been hurt or killed by non-human intelligence during alleged encounters. That's pretty scary stuff. I want to read it again real quickly. Gresh revealed during an interview with News Nation that while he couldn't get into specifics, he has been told there have been malevolent encounters. He says, well, I can't get into the specifics because that would reveal certain U.S. classified operations. I was briefed by a few members on the program that there were malevolent events like that, Gresh said when asked point blank by News Nation's Ross Coulter if humans had been hurt or killed by non-human intelligence during alleged encounters. Now, we know people have been hurt and killed because we can assume that, I think, safely, because Dr. Gary Nolan, even though he blocked me, has come out and said that during those tests he ran at Stanford that, 150 people or something, and that 25% of those folks died and had these serious brain injuries. Something's going on here very weird. And, you know, Louis Elizondo, as critical as I've been of him, seems like he said some things, too, that he seems to be frightened about, concerned about. Could this be a parallel narrative they're getting off the ground where they want to scare the living daylights out of everybody? Possibly. But are there certain of these things that do have evil intentions toward humanity? That seems more likely to me. You know, all these years we've had reportedly over, I think, 10,000 cattle have been found mutilated. And it's the same thing, man. I mean, they find them with their organs cut out, precise incisions. No blood, not a drop of blood, just laying there on the ground, no tracks ever. It's like they've been dropped on the ground. Predators won't eat them, you know the MO. And every time we have one of these cases, it's just like there's a concentrated effort to stymie any kind of investigation. And they immediately bring out the press who starts, you know, ridiculing people and mocking people, trying to deperson them. They bring up the satanic cow tippers. You know, it's that cult that goes around and kills 10,000 cattle out in the middle of nowhere. It seems pretty believable. If it's not that, it's the, you know, the coyote and the wolves with the precision teeth that can just make these excellent cuts. Same thing with human abductions. Now, some of those people may have mental health issues, but some of those people come back with implants. Like the middle-aged guy that we talked about from Alaska that was out hunting wolves in the middle of the night. Boy, different breed up there, huh? He felt like he'd been abducted. He comes back and he's got an implant in his leg. And they have the video we talked about in the podcast. I put links up, you know, a while back, showing how they dug this implant out of his leg. I mean, these implants, Dr. Lear, he did stuff with this for a long time. I mean, removing these things from people. So this is all sort of the dark side, this whole experience people have during these abduction experiences, sort of stuff that never gets brought up in any of these hearings, you know, about UFOs. It's almost like they don't want to scare people. But now all of a sudden we're hearing about it. Now this interview that he did with News Nation, I've got a link to that too. And they have it on their website, newsnationnow.com. It says, military whistleblower claims U.S. has UFO retrieval program. Now, in the interview, you can watch it. And they say in there that, hey, this interview was approved by, I guess, the Department of Defense. And they needed to do that because this guy had such top secret clearance. And so they had all the questions were pre-screened. So if they are worried about this stuff, then why did they let the guy talk to the press? It's almost like they're just letting him out there to bridge this topic. Could be a limited hangout. It could be that they're just hoping this guy eventually will just go away and be disregarded by most people, because the Pentagon is coming out now and saying, oh no, none of this stuff is true. I guess we'll see. Anyway, the article says military whistleblower claims U.S. has UFO retrieval program. It says Air Force veteran David Grush claims the government is covering up UFOs. Grush claims he has seen evidence of a secret crash retrieval program. He alleges the U.S. has even retrieved bodies from other species. Wow. It says an Air Force veteran and former member of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency is coming forward with information on what he claims are extraterrestrial craft recovered and kept secret by the U.S. government. Blurry videos of unidentified flying objects have long been a staple of those looking for evidence that UFO stories may not be conspiracy theories. In recent years, the government has taken a more vocal role in investigating such sightings, with Congress forming an official U.S. government Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, recently renamed to the Old Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, or AARO. At the same time, NASA and other government agencies have reportedly said there is no credible evidence of extraterrestrial activity on Earth, attributing most sightings to natural phenomena or human-made objects. It seems like these departments are really circling the wagon. It's almost like you're seeing two sides line up here. Maybe these deep state actors have been around for generations, and maybe some newer guys that have come in here and begun to see this evidence, because there's just so much of it, they're not capable of hiding it all anymore. I don't know, but it's very weird. Now, Air Force veteran and former task member David Grush is formally blowing the whistle on secrets he said no one has ever shared publicly before. Grush spoke exclusively to award-winning investigative journalist Ross Coulthart, reporting for the News Nation. Coulthart has spent years reporting on the subject of UFOs. In his role with the U.S. Defense Establishment, 36-year-old Grush said he was trusted with some of the government's most intimate secrets. In his time at the UAP Task Force, Grush said the group was refused access to a crash retrieval program. There you go. It's a big group, and you're not in it. These are retrieving non-human origin technical vehicles, call it spacecraft, if you will, non-human exotic origin vehicles that have either landed or crashed, Grush said. According to Grush, that includes spacecraft from quite a number of other species. We've often said, man, there are different ones. Whatever these things are, it seems like there's a variety of them. I thought it was totally nuts, and I thought at first I was being deceived. It was a ruse, Grush told Coulthart. People started to confide in me, approach me. I have plenty of senior former intelligence officers that came to me, many of which I knew almost my whole career, that confided in me that they were part of a program. Well, you wonder, at the same time, are they allowed to confide that in anybody? I mean, how top secret is, or is the truth of this stuff just so overwhelming that people find they can't not talk about it anymore? He says, Grush said those officials named the program, which he had never heard of before. They told me, based on their oral testimony, that they provided me documents and other proof that there was, in fact, a program that the UAP task force was not read into. Well, that I can believe. You know, these guys are not really known for sharing information. He says, Grush alleges the U.S. government has recovered non-human craft for decades. He recently filed a whistleblower complaint stating he gave what he referred to as classified proof to Congress and the Intelligence Community Inspector General. You know, it'd be helpful if Congress could confirm that. News Nation, and secondly, the word proof here, you know, is there ever proof, or would it have been better if he would have just said evidence? News Nation has confirmed Grush's credentials and resume, but has not seen or verified the alleged proof that he said he provided to investigators. Grush said he can't show News Nation the evidence for national security reasons. Grush also said he has not seen photos of the alleged craft himself, but has spoken extensively with other intelligence officials who have. Grush told News Nation the American public has been lied to for decades. There is a sophisticated disinformation campaign targeting the U.S. populace, which is extremely unethical and immoral, Grush said. Well, that's the question, you know. Nothing against this guy, but people are going to ask, is he part of that disinformation program? You know, you got Dr. Stephen Greer says that these things are all friendly, that all the nastiness comes from our own government. Leaves a lot up for debate. He goes on and finishes up here. talks a little bit about the interview. Look, the interview is compelling, but what I don't get is why the media outlets aren't covering it. As one person in Reddit says, this Jet Life Muziki 94, people are talking about this on Reddit, says that malevolent word just can't leave my head. Like, what does he mean by it? I know there's no sense in driving myself crazy over it. However, what is he trying to imply? I get why people get frustrated when given half-truths, because it creates scares like this. It's just effed up. If everybody would just be honest about what is going on, we could know. All I think about is Elizondo saying he felt a sense of dread, pretty much. He was disheartened knowing the purpose of it all. The abduction theories or the heaven, hell, demons, angel theories, it just creeps me out. I mean, he can also mean they shoot at us because we shoot at them. Who even knows? Even the 4chan whistleblower comes to mind. What do you guys think he is implying? Well, that's true. I mean, these guys are talking in such broad terms. You know, we've talked about before in the program, Tom DeLonge saying that he was shown something in regard to these aliens that upset him so much that he couldn't sleep for 3 days. You know, you have Louis Elizondo saying, oh, this is going to rock your world so much. It'll be like all the religions of the world will disappear. Everybody's, you know, social framework will be turned upside down. It's almost as like they're trying to scare us. So all we know for sure right now is that a whistleblower named David Grush has come forward claiming that the United States government has in its possession crashed UFO crash and crash material, and also has in its possession a variety of UFO-related alien species. That's some pretty strange stuff right there. And the most concerning part of his claim in this News Nation interview is that the aliens have acted in a malevolent way toward humans. And it sounds like in a malevolent way, not just injuring people, but possibly even killing people. Now that makes sense, given what Dr. Gary Nolan told us about the test that he'd run, 150 people sent to him from the U.S. government, of which 25% died from their injuries. Are we being deceived by the government? Are they holding back information from us? Well, that would be no surprise. Is this David Grush the real deal? Are aliens out there actually hurting people? Well, we have the mutilated cattle situation that's been going on for years and years. We've heard so many abduction stories with people with bad experiences. And then we have the implants. So I have to tend toward believing this guy until something proves otherwise. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.